You guys ready for a really disgusting, gross story? It started out as just being a little bit historically interesting. And the more I'm getting into it, the more I'm discovering this is disgusting.
Okay.
If you're weak stomach, this may not be the story you want to listen
now,
to.
Now, is it disgusting on a level of Andrew Zimmern eating horse brains, or is it more disgusting than that?
I'm going to say Andrew Zimmern eating something disgusting kind of level.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I can handle it then.
If you followed history in England at all, you know that the body of King Richard III was found in a parking lot. It was found underneath a parking lot.
Well, I mean, London's been built up over the years. We don't keep track of everything. Sure.
And
they wanted to do some DNA on him to find out about some people that might be related to him, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
And they've made a positive identification. It most definitely is the body of King Richard III. He was a hated king. He was a hunchback, not a physically attractive man. And
you wonder how he became king. Back
you
in
know,
those...
my king.
Right, though, the king was supposed to, lead the troops off to battle and what have you back then.
I believe he was standing by the water, and a watery tart threw a sword at him. And that's how he became. No?
Gotcha.
No, that was another guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, researchers dug up his skeleton underneath a parking lot in Leicester last year, and now they are making public one of the discoveries they made in the gravesite. They found remnants of roundworm eggs in the soil where his intestines would have been. The king, not only was he a hunchback, he was infested in his intestines with roundworms.
Probably not that uncommon back in those days, right? Water supplies weren't very clean in many places. The plagues were going on, right?
They say that it very well could have been. You eat something that has the roundworm eggs on it. And then these eggs hatch on the inside, and it's not like, it's not like the case where you tell your kid, don't eat the watermelon seeds, a watermelon will grow in your tummy. This is actually true. These eggs hatch. They began...
Well, there's an estimate that we, these days, eat a certain amount of bugs every year.
Sure,
but
not
like... growing within us.
They say that some of the worms were in excess of a foot and a half in length.
Wow!
In his intestines. Now, they said to most of the people of that time it would have been very serious because, obviously, these worms are parasitic. They are taking away the nutrients of the food.
But he was the king, so he ate well.
Precisely. They say because he was king, and how do they know he was king? Anyway, he ate very, very well, and so it probably had very little to, it affected him very little bit. However, they say that the king would have suffered some symptoms of the infestation, such as...
people are eating breakfast right now.
I know I warned you that this was a disgusting story. For example, once the eggs hatch, the larvae travel to the lungs and your throat, where they typically get ingested back down into the small intestines.
Mm.
One of the doctors that were examining the remains in the gravesite says, as the worms migrate through the body, they can cause a cough and an unpleasant feelings as the worm is swallowed. He said the king's doctors probably wouldn't have linked those symptoms to the worms.
No, they were using leeches back in those days.
What you need is a good bleeding.
That's right.
But you might have a suspicion if you had them, that feeling that you're swallowing a worm.
Well, and they said that the doctors wouldn't have linked those symptoms to the worms, probably would have just prescribed treatments such as bloodletting. Mitchell doubted that the worms could have worsened Richard's spinal deformity. William Shakespeare's play depicts him as a hunchback regent who had his two young nephews murdered so he could claim the throne.
Called Yorick
England.
Of Orick. Medieval dentist.
Oh, gosh. It is also possible that the worms made a gruesome appearance when he died on the battlefield in 1485 as the last English king killed in war. In adults infected with roundworm, traumatic events like car crashes cause the worms to pop out of your nose and ears.
Nice.
Like Alien. That's an interesting bit of trivia there. Richard III, the last English king killed in war, huh?
The last English king killed in battle.
Target the hunchback, will you? There he is. You know?
He can't run very fast. Get him. So there it is. I've seen articles about, first of all, the discovery, and that was fascinating. I mean, this is a true historical find. And then you start reading a little bit about King Richard, and you start, you know, hearing that, well, he's not exactly the people's favorite. And then you're finding out that they're doing DNA studies, finding his descendants and all this. Fascinating story. And then so I thought this was going to be more about this, something that I would do some light reading between segments.
Oh, about worms coming out of the ears.
Oh, and then
nose.
I read about worms. I thought, oh, yeah, we got to talk about this on the show.
Sure.
Now that we're talking, now that worms are involved, that's great. Oh, Lord. All right, when we come back, I've got a story for you about a woman who has a pet that has caused her some real problems. She's got one solution. I have a suggestion for another. WSAU, we'll be right back.
When I first started this business, I'll tell you what, I was broke, man. You ever been so broke, you eat broke food? Remember Spam? I finally figured out what that stands for. Stuff posing as meat. Meat doesn't have jelly on top of it. And meat does not make this sound coming out of a can. Next time you get a can of Spam, read the ingredients. It says pork, water, and mechanically separated chickens. Where I'm from, that's roadkill. But my all-time favorite broke food has got to be macaroni and cheese. Yeah! But you gotta be careful with broke food. You don't wanna ever mix Spam with macaroni and cheese. I have done this. And I'm gonna tell you something, when the hot grease from that Spam hits that powdered cheese in your stomach, oh dear God. It caused an indigestion problem that makes a taco fart seem like a warm tropical breeze. You'll blow hair off a dog.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.